Thank you. I hope you can hear me well. So I'm part of the Green Public Procurement team in Slovenia. I will call it GPP. Slovenia has incorporated circular aspects, circular principles into green public procurement. So we have a decree on GPP that states that whenever you procure 22 product groups, you have to include some green criteria. We have started this journey 10 years ago with 12 products, but now we have 22. So this commitment was not due to any EU law or something like that, but it was driven from ambitious employees in our ministry. So my responsibilities include conducting workshops and trainings for public procurers. We also prepare GPP manuals, and we have a help desk for our public procurements, procurers, or how we call it, chat GPP. In recent years, we have increased the value share of green public procurement from 19% to 26%. And a few years ago, we also conducted an analysis of impacts of green public procurement, which showed significant environmental and economic benefits. And we also use these findings to promote our agenda. So green public procurement is one of the policy tools for innovative enhancing procurement. The progress in this area in our country is in itself a good practice. But now I will outline some good practices in our country with my commentary of why they are important. As I mentioned, we conduct training sessions and workshops for young people. So we start at the primary school. They conduct analysis with high schools. They are included in wood sector and also for students, and especially for students, activities are important because we want to improve new staff in the field of public procurement who often encounter public procurement law only when they are employed and often work in according to the principle of business as usual, which is of course detrimental for introducing innovative approaches. So we try to do this mentality change with students. As was mentioned before, it is of course the modular is one of the way forward, and we have a kindergarten near our capital, Ljubljana, that is made almost completely out of wood and is modular, so can be assembled and disassembled very quickly. Promoting wooden construction is also one of our national agenda, so I think that this can also be one of the ways to, you know, each country has its own agenda, so we can be innovative in that sense. And of course, sustainable principles should be always the most important when we are talking about children's, older, and of course, for example, hospitals, so vulnerable groups. In city of Kranj, we have a dynamic purchasing system for food, and they're currently establishing electronic platform, which will enable a better communication with procurers and suppliers. They paid for this themselves. And I want to emphasize that digital tools connected with AI should be the way forward. And one example of this is using blockchain technology in the supply chain monitoring. If you know the FSC Ecolabel, you know they are doing exactly that. So our GPP decree is mandatory for bigger tenders, but we also started promoting green public procurement for orders below the national threshold, which is 40K. We view this as a driver for startup companies, as it helps them gain experience and references for larger, so for future larger contracts. We should know that innovative solutions often come from SMEs and startups, because they can provide fresh perspective and technologies that maybe larger companies might overlook. We also have a fantastic project called New Circle in city of Novo Mesto, which aims to close local material loops They looked into which material loops could be closed. Some of them, they're already closed. And the others, they are identifying what the problems are and how to move forward. Also, in Novo Mesto, the first regional circular innovation center was established, which helps public procurers with including circular aspects into public procurement. And I would emphasize the importance of good practices because it provides standards for other public entities to follow, and it also enables widespread adoption of these practices and cost savings. Because our GBP decree covers 22 product groups, we should know that often one person within an organization procures many things for example, cleaning supplies, paper, and electronic equipment. So I think it's important to have specialized experts to help them, so they can call them or they can send an email, and we should know that quick support is also crucial because the deadlines in the public procurement procedure, they are quite short. I will try not to repeat what was already said, but I think that, of course, okay, 1 minute. So I think that one of the ways to help public procurers is conducting joint public procurement and cooperating more with market. Market analysis should always be conducted before the procedure. And in my conclusion, I would just like to point out that public procurement should be based on the needs of procurers, which can be met with either existing solutions or innovative ones. So innovative approaches should not be the sole objective, but should represent the tool to achieve our objectives. So we should focus on creating an environment where public procurers understand their needs, can meet them in any way, so they know all the procedures, are well trained, have sufficient time, and are confident and ambitious. Just as in this current Euro, the winner will not be the country that has set the victory as its objective, but the one with the best conditions to do so. Luck is also a factor, but we also make our own luck. Thank you.